Just cleaning it out, looking through boxes. Yeah, I haven't played it ever. Should I? So I should try it.
Yeah, it's I've heard good things. I mean, I
You
haven't
guys
played
want to
it.
touch my D-pad?
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 37 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am smaller than a warehouse, and I'm the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer, and... yep.
My name's Dr. Jason Lamb, and I'm pro-cannibalism.
Wow.
Wow.
How's that working out for you?
Great. It's fantastic. It's tasty. It's like a combination of pork and veal.
Okay.
Vork.
All
right. Vork?
Vork.
Vodka?
Mmm.
Vork and vodka.
Wow. That's great, man.
Yeah.
It's, wait, what are you a doctor of again?
Cannibalism.
How many years of school of that did you... You know what? This joke's dead, man. Let's just move on.
Three.
It's just like the guys are eating.
Ah, dead guys.
Right. Let's try and make this segue. So, speaking of dead guys, you two
yeah.
Played any old video games lately? Played any old video games lately, gentlemen?
No? Yeah.
Oh,
I have. I booted up Duke Nukem again.
Oh,
and then I immediately decided I was incredibly sick of Duke Nukem. Gave up on beating the expansion packs and uninstalled it.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Played a little System Shock. And then I spent way too many hours playing Counter-Strike.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Way too many hours. It's been a shooter-filled week.
Cool. That's fun. Original System Shock or System Shock 2?
System Shock 2.
Okay.
What about you guys? What have you played?
So do you want to hear about my trials and tribulations with Double Dragon 3, or do you want to talk about Ouya?
I want to hear about Double Dragon 3.
I want to hear about Ouya, because
it's lame.
No, I'm kidding.
Go
it's cool.
So Double Dragon 3 is pretty rough, right?
Yes.
Very unforgiving game. So I decided to go back and play 1 and 2 before playing 3 to see how that transition would work out. Mm-hmm. And there's very simple things that are in Double Dragon 1 and Double Dragon 2 that Double Dragon 3 doesn't have. The first one being a score. There's no score in Double Dragon 3, which is odd because one of the things that everybody complains about is only having one life. Well, in Double Dragon 1 and 2, that's how you got more lives, was by a score. So by completely taking out the score... completely takes out the possibility of having more lives, which is weird.
Yeah.
The other thing that I noticed is within 1 and 2, like if you start to get like into a punching fight with somebody and they just start hitting you, usually if you tap the button fast enough, you can kind of overcome and start hitting them.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in Double Dragon 3.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Like they just keep wailing on you.
And you're down.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. But, I mean, just not... and it kind of struck me as odd, not having a score in the game, which I'm not big on scores in games to begin with, but when you tie that to me getting extra lives,
right,
with the first two iterations of the game, and you take it away, because there's so many great things in Double Dragon 3, like, you know, the special moves with both players, and the
different
weapons
characters.
Really neat. Yeah, like it, the storyline changes and stuff. Like, it's really, there's a lot of great things in the game. But just by taking out the score completely makes the game next to impossible. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah. It,
the strangest thing. And I got Ouya last week.
How is it? I didn't even realize it was out.
Well, they've been shipping them since early or mid to late March. So depending on when you became a backer is kind of the stepping stone of when you got yours. So I just got mine last week-ish. I was really impressed with the controller. The controller feels really nice. It's comfortable. It's a little boxy, but like a round, smooth, comfortable boxy, if that makes sense. Right. It's very close to the Xbox 360 controller with the dual analog sticks. There's two trigger buttons left and right. There's shoulder buttons. There's no start button. There's just like a power button, which there's a, you can kind of manipulate to bring up menus and to go back to the main menu, like if you're in game. Didn't have any problems hooking it up. The wireless worked at, right out of the box. It was a little slow when I was running through the Discover channel, which is where you get all the game, the apps, get all the games, because it was loading all of the pictures and stuff. So that was a little slow. One of the things that it's missing, I wish it had, was when you click on a game, it gives you, you know, a breakdown, a description, how big it is, screenshots, but it doesn't give you a trailer or a video of the gameplay, which I think, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, like, why wouldn't you have a trailer?
Yeah.
Or some sort of gameplay. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the developers have one, so.
Yeah, exactly. If it's just a YouTube link, you know. There's only been one game that I've played. So I've played probably about 8 or 10 games. There's only one that didn't work, and that was Critical Mission SWAT. It was like the only MMO FPS that was on the machine, and it doesn't work. It just stops at the title screen. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's for the most part, it's smooth. I've been playing The Ball. Have you ever heard of The Ball? Yeah. Man, that's a fun game.
I didn't know that game was on there.
Yeah, The Ball. Okay, so The Balls is a it's based off the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I would call it some sort of like steampunk Aztec Portal, but with more logical puzzles and not theological puzzles like Portal was. It was mainly just the idea of making it work where this, okay, you put the ball here, you move here, this unlocks this, it makes more sense. It's a fun game, works really well. Didn't have any real lag with the controller. I mean, for $100.
Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be released in retail stores in July. So I'm guessing they're going to kick out all the bugs by then.
Yeah.
One of the funny things is because it runs on Android, Jelly Bean. And I don't remember what game it was, but when I installed it on Android, it gives you a little list of, okay, well, if you install this app, this is what it has control over, you know, like your text messages or your volume or blah blah blah. Well, one of them said phone calls. I was like, phone call, I'm not gonna, who's gonna call my Ouya? Like, I'm not. I mean, if somebody did, I'd answer it, but I don't. But no, I was, you know, the NES emulator works really well on it. So at the very least, if it ends up being a total bust, I got a $100 emulator with a really nice controller.
There you go.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Nice.
Excellent. No, thanks for the report. I appreciate hearing about that.
No problem. What about you, Bailey?
Yeah, we've been playing.
I've been playing some NES games.
Surprise, surprise.
Right? Yeah. Been playing some Donkey Kong 3, which, if you're not familiar, is nothing like the original Donkey Kong. It's the one where you control Stanley the Bug Man.
What?
And you're playing across three levels, basically trying to shove a bunch of spray up Donkey Kong's butt to get him to ascend the vines into the top of the screen.
Nice.
Or alternately, you can kill all the bugs in a level, but it's usually quicker just to shoot all the spray up Donkey Kong's butt.
Is there any correlation between him and Mario?
No. It was it's a strange thing. There's different theories as to what happened, but number one, there was an earlier game. There's a Game & Watch release called Greenhouse. That's where Stanley the Bug Man came from originally. And secondly, a lot of people think it's just the fact that with Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong Jr., you had a complete storyline. In the first one, Donkey Kong kidnaps the girl, Jumpman rescues her, and in the Donkey Kong Jr., Jumpman / Mario captures Donkey Kong, and Donkey Kong Jr. rescues him. So it's kind of like, where can you really go with three? The other theory is it's just a different concept, but they just shoved the Donkey Kong branding onto it to sell copies.
Yeah.
A lot of that information, by the way, comes from Norman Caruso, the gaming historian. He has a great video on Donkey Kong 3 if you want to check it out.
Nice.
Also played Donkey Kong Jr., which is actually my favorite of the NES Donkey Kong arcade conversions. I love it. I love controlling Donkey Kong Jr., the way he animates climbing up the vines and all the little platforming challenges. There's a lot of those oval platforms in the third level with the sparks that go around.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that in every Super Mario game now, but it was done first in Donkey Kong Jr.
Josh was wondering if you've played Donkey Kong Country 4 on the NES.
I have not. Is this a ROM hack I should know about?
It's awful. I know what he's talking about. It's awful.
Or is it a pirate ROM?
I'm not sure.
Huh. It's a pirate ROM.
I feel like I've heard of it.
It's one of those Brazilian...
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. Where they refuse to let old systems die.
I've played the Mortal Kombat on NES.
Oh, yeah. 32 characters. There's only four, but it's just palette swaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get... Because you can get a repro of, was it Street Fighter 4 for the NES?
Oh, wow.
It's the exact same thing as the Mortal Kombat. It's just like three characters. I was going to get it for my buddy for Christmas, and I completely forgot about it. And he was really upset because he was when he told me about it, I really wanted it. I was like, you know, it's just a BS game, right? It's just garbage. And he was like, but I wanted to put it on my shelf. And I'm like, man, you just...
There you go.
You would talk about wasted money. Not like crap. Come on. Like, I can get something out of the games that I buy. I'm not going to play that game.
Oh, that's great. The one other game I've been playing is Hattress. And if, for those of you who are unaware, Hattress is a puzzle game. It's a fairly late release for the console, but it was developed by the same guy who invented Tetris, thus the name Hattress. And in my opinion... Definitely not as good as Tetris, but still a worthy puzzle game. I actually, earlier today, uploaded a one-hour Let's Play video of it.
Wow.
So, youtube.com/NintendoLegend.com. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one.
Descent into Madness.
I'm not a big fan of Let's Play at all.
That's okay. Certainly not for everyone.
Yeah, you're going to get Nintendo commercials on the beginning of it, though.
Are they gonna do it to every Nintendo game or just the first party ones?
Well I think their plan is to hit all of them, but they're starting the ones that are like, you know, hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah,
right.
And then working their way down.
Really stupid decision on their part, in my opinion.
It's all about money, man.
Stupid Nintendo.
It's all about money. Did you ain't got the money,
Nintendo?
I did. They've been stupid for a while. I may be an enormous Nintendo fanboy, but you'd have to be crazy to defend them on some of their decision-making recently.
Yeah, they've gone crazy.
Ugh, I mean...
Sonic's exclusive to the Wii U now or something?
Which is interesting. I mean, who saw that coming? If you told me 10 years ago that Sonic would be a Nintendo-exclusive character...
I just find that weird.
Yeah, it's...
I find that weird in a sense. Sega, who isn't perhaps the most financially stable company, would put all their eggs in one basket. Especially one that doesn't seem to be doing that great lately.
It's a hen house that not in the best shape nowadays for all those eggs.
They're being plucked like chickens.
Thanksgiving turkeys.
Farm metaphors.
Eggs.
Excellent.
Hey, we have a listener email discussion question.
Yay, we're moving on.
Woo! It goes like this. I like this. This is good. It says, "Hey guys, love the show, especially that one episode where Totally Jason Lamb picked Lego Island for the Retro Showdown. That's such fantastic. A great game. Anyway, I had a suggestion for a Retro Showdown theme. Let the listeners pick a game for each of you to defend. Some sort of private forum like a Twitter DM would probably be the most effective way to keep each game secret from everyone else. Also, can't remember if this has been discussed, but what retro game has somehow, some way, scared the ever-loving crap out of you? For me, it's a tie between the Re-Deads in Ocarina of Time and the vast empty worlds of games like Myst, etc. Joshua Caleb. P.S. That talking timer app Jason used in the Lego Island Showdown is Ultracon Stopwatch Lite for Android. Wink.
Ah.
Wink.
Thank you Winky. For identifying that. It slipped my mind.
You slipped your mind?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so...
old games that scared you.
Doom for PlayStation.
Ooh.
PlayStation 1.
How old were you at the time?
Geez, I don't know when it came out.
When was it ported to PlayStation 1?
It was like in the 70s, wasn't it? Like 1974.
How did that control on the PlayStation 1?
It was awful.
I was going to say.
It was awful. But I didn't really have a good computer at the time. So 95. So 95 was what?
18 years ago.
Wow. Okay, so 18 years ago, I was 9. Is that right? 8. How old am I?
How old are you?
27?
That's how old I am. You can't be 27.
I'm going to be 28.
There we go.
In October. Well,
oh, okay.
Cool. Anyway, no, the control was awful. And that was one of the things that was scary because it'd be, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. You're just watching the TV and you're kind of, you can't really move very good. You can't strafe correctly. So like you're literally turning if somebody's attacking you, you know, it was the worst. So, you know, you'd be taking out imps or whatever. And then all of a sudden you'd see like a bunch of red and then you turn and you'd be like, oh, it's a cockademon. You take the cockademon out and they're like, okay, everything's dead. And you come back around and something comes up right behind you. Like it was scary because of the controls were awful. It's as simple as that. I mean, it's, if the controls were a little bit better, then it would have been fine, but awful.
That sucks.
I was probably about that age when me and a friend played through Resident Evil, the original. A few scary jump moments in that game, some of you may recall. But I think the scariest is when he rented Clock Tower for PS1.
Yeah.
And I've talked about that game on a previous episode, because we did have a similar question before. But long story short, it's a game where there's this like hunched over little guy and he has this giant pair of gardening shears and you're just trying to hide from him or escape from him. So you're running from like room to room, like hiding under beds or like looking for clues. But the whole time he's opening and closing these shears, you can hear them. And that gets louder when he's closer. Oh, so creepy. He bursts into the room. Good stuff.
How was the music? Did the music like emphasize it or?
Probably, but I don't remember real well.
Oh.
Yes. The music was genuinely terrifying.
Nope.
Completely appropriate for the mood it was trying to create and truly accentuated the experience.
No. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Jason?
There he is.
Hey.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Hey!
Comment.
Talk!
The feed is lagging for some people. Wow.
It's amazing. Oh, what are we doing?
No. Where am I? No.
Oh, Hunter, you're so funny.
I'm going to say it's a combination of Doom as well for the PC, though, and Duke Nukem 1. Not so much that it was actually scary. I'll kill you, Bailey. Not so much that I was actually scared playing them. It's like, you know when you're a kid and you get nightmares?
Yes.
They'd always be Doom-themed or Duke Nukem-themed.
Oh, wow.
That's funny to me.
That's tough, man. I don't know how I deal with that because you know you're going to play the game later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to stop you.
So that teleporter spot, you get stuck in a Duke Nukem, that would happen in a dream, and you're on that teleporter, and you just explode, and you're like, you wake up, and you're 5, and you're terrified.
I hate that when I wake up and I'm 5 years old. Those are the worst.
God, those are the worst nightmares ever.
I hate when I time travel in my sleep.
I gotta go to school again?
Like damn it.
22 years of my life all over again.
Oh, these blocks are so hard.
Everybody's so much taller than me.
And yet math is still difficult. I still don't get it. It's the same.
Oh, math.
Oh, man.
She's a cruel mistress.
Isn't she, though? Isn't she? She's mean.
So mean.
So mean.
I just want to do numbers and have fun. No.
No, I'm math. There is no fun in math.
I'll never forget when I was in, what grade was it? Like sixth grade, I think it was. And yeah. It was the first time that I saw algebra.
Ugh.
And, you know, it was like 2x plus whatever equals, yeah. You know. And I was like, what? I thought this was math class. We're doing letters in math class now? This is ridiculous. Get out of here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, blah, blah, blah. This represents variables. Do, 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 do. And I'm like, oh, learn my ABCs. Get through this in the math.
I was terrified. Like, I was, like, finally grasping division. And, like, someone's like, oh, yeah, you should look at my text. Like, I looked at it. I didn't want to age. I was like, I just want to either kill myself or not advance any more grades. I'm done.
I will forever be young.
Forever young.
You'll be forever young.
They stuck me in grade 5. They stuck me in the gifted class.
Like, what kind of gifted we talking here?
Yeah,
like
gifted.
There's gifted.
Yeah, the gifted.
Short bus.
Not the short bus gifted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but I was in that gifted class. So
I wasn't in either of them.
Anyway, the math they ended up making us do in grade 5 was the same math I ended up doing in grade 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you were prepared.
No, that's the problem. Oh. You go in the class.
Wait, I've seen this before. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, I didn't get this when I was in grade 5, and I don't get it now. What am I doing with these shapes? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate math.
Cosine.
I'll cosign you.
Cosign your death warrant.
Wow.
Trigonometry.
I
will straight up confess, you guys are getting it real tonight. I have cried over math homework.
Wow.
Actual tears staring at math homework. I was
That's
so
tough,
frustrated.
Man.
I despise math. I can't. Right.
We've all been there.
Speaking of school subjects, music break.
Music break.
Hey!
Suit Up and Get Ready by Neo Jake. Some rock and retro style stuff from a friend of ours, Neo Jake. And actually, it's on this CD. You can purchase this CD. It's called Bits, Bytes, and Music for Things. I recommend it. I believe Hunter has checked it out as well. It's good stuff.
Did you get a note in yours? I got a note.
Oh, I did! Bailey, thank you for your support. Enjoy. Yo, Jake. Cool. What does yours say?
Hey, Hunter. Thank you very much for your support. Enjoy.
Well, I guess we know who is the favorite child in this little love triangle of ours.
This guy.
It's definitely that guy.
This guy.
That's cool. Speaking of love triangles, we all know what it's time for. The Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of the show, for those of you who don't know, where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We have 1 minute to introduce our choice. None of us knows what each other has picked. And then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listeners, get to vote in a poll on the episode page for your favorite. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. And even if you watch this podcast on YouTube or you download it on iTunes, please feel free to visit the podcast page to vote in that poll. And the winner from 2 weeks ago, just so you guys know, was Movie Games was the theme. And Hunter won by a long shot with Sweet Home. It very easily and handily beat Street Fighter, the movie, the game, and the Blues Brothers.
That's bull.
Yeah, that's bull.
That's just bull.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was, to be frank, it was not even close.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Damn it.
The movie, the game.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The game, the movie.
The game. Movie, game.
Oh, I saw there's a resale shop nearby. They have Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the card game.
There's almost a card game?
Wow.
Almost bought it.
Oh, I would have bought that in a heartbeat. Well,
the price is a little hiked up, but I might. I'm in there every few weeks now, so.
It's just a gag gift is all it is.
I'll just mail it to you, Hunter. He'll appreciate it.
I'll play it. What kind of card game is it? Is it like Magic or?
I couldn't really tell. Now that I think about it, I may have assumed it was a card game because I like collectible card games. It might just be trading cards. That'd be lame. I hope it's a card game.
Because they brought out Street Fighter trading cards like back
they
in
just
the day.
They just have scenes on them.
Okay, so it's just a trading card.
If you go to eBay,
we'll make it into a game.
You can get 25 sealed packs, each featuring a picture of Jean-Claude Van Damme, for $6.99 US plus $21.75 shipping.
$21.75?
Oh, wow. That's
you got to insure that. That's collectibles.
Is that what he's trying to get? Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Love those eBay auctions where the item is $5 and the shipping is $30. Those are always fun. But tonight we have a theme, superior sequels. So supposedly each of us has chosen a retro game that is a sequel and is better, in our opinion, than its original game. I look forward to seeing what everyone has chosen. But otherwise, Jason, Mr. Timekeeper, I'm ready when you are.
Hold on, let me queue it up here.
Oh, take your time. Take your time. You know, whatever.
Eat your cereal.
Whoa, it's almost done. It's getting a little soggy. All right, I think this is how it works. Are you ready?
I don't know. You tell me. I thought I was.
One. Next. Remaining.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is a game that I considered picking tonight, but ended up not picking. And what it came down to was the fact that the original Sonic the Hedgehog is, in my opinion, still a pretty good game. I really wanted to pick a game that was clearly superior than the first. So I went back to the NES, and there's a horrible little game you may have heard of called Ghostbusters. So tonight I bring the much better second game, Ghostbusters 2. Not that European new Ghostbusters 2 stuff, even though it is even better. This is a side-scrolling run-and-gun game. But it also has driving portions. Very cool. There's a unique aiming mechanism, too, where the gun can be aimed at certain degree intervals for fine-tuned precision.
10 seconds. Remaining.
And actually, the pixel art graphics are fairly impressive.
5, 4, 3.
Much better than the original. 1. Ghostbusters 2.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
3.8 seconds over.
3.8.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jason. I think you're wrong, but whatever.
The app doesn't lie.
Or does it? Lying,
all right, Hunter. Are you ready?
Wait, let me pull up my...
Oh, jeez.
Well, I had two.
Were you distracted by Ghostbusters 2?
No, I had two different choices.
Yeah,
I was going to wait to see what Bailey picked before I decided, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those nights, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Because cool. I had the other one picked up when you said Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I was like, oh, okay. We'll play that game.
All right, I'm ready. All right.
I said I'm ready.
I'll put the cereal down.
1 minute remaining.
All right, my pick for this week's Retro Showdown is the old NBA Jam TE on the Super NES, sequel to the ever-popular arcade basketball game by Midway. NBA Jam TE, or Tournament Edition, consisted of roster updates, new features, and Easter eggs, but with the same old basketball action from the previous installment. With this update, teams now consisted of 3 players, allowing you to switch them out during halftime. Also had hidden teams and even more hidden characters. NBA Jam TE.
Nice.
23.5 seconds.
You tell that bitch to shut up.
Oh, no. Give her 20 seconds left.
Yeah. So at least it didn't go overtime. Oh, now I feel like a dick.
I didn't either.
Wait, what do you mean you feel like a dick?
What I chose.
Oh, man, I knew I should have went for my other one.
Hey, you should have.
We'll get to next week, Jason.
Okay. I only chose this because Bailey's been bringing the heavy guns lately.
What? Sweet home.
It's Bailey's fault. Thanks, Bailey.
Well, like one Bailey. Week I did.
Yeah, Zelda. Tetris.
You might bring one Zelda game. Tetris was like 20 episodes ago.
I remember. All right.
I guess, still remember.
I still remember. All right, I guess I'll begin.
1.
All right.
Remaining.
The game I chose this week came out in the faded year of 2000. Yes, our cutoff date. This action role-playing hack and slash video game was developed by a company known for their RTS games. Being able to play as one of 5 classes, such as an Amazon, a Necromancer, a Barbarian, a Sorceress, or a Paladin, Diablo 2 is my choice for this week.
30 seconds remaining.
You got 30 seconds, man, if you
want to
keep going.
He's going to drop the mic on that
Featuring
one.
Featuring excellent multiplayer, a number of items you can pick up and customize your character with. This truly was one of the most addictive games of all time. And did you know? It features voice acting by the same man who played the Riddler
5, 4,
in the original Batman series with Adam West.
1.
That's Diablo 2.
Who was that? What was his name?
Frank Gorshin.
I don't know who that is.
Did you watch Star Trek?
Yeah.
The original series?
No.
No, never mind.
No, that was my dad's show.
I like how you spent a third of your time trying to explain. Did you know it featured voice acting?
Yeah.
By the same man!
The same man!
Played the Riddler in the Adam West Batman series. In case anyone cares.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does. Diablo 2 was terrible.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I feel good about my pick. I'd rather play Ghostbusters 2 than Diablo 2.
It does feature...
Dan, well, I can't hear you over the sound of you slurping your cereal. Can you repeat that?
I said,
oh, gosh.
It does feature Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Diablo 2. No. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, that was the ghostbusting God, class.
Everybody. I guess I've been going heavy on Aykroyd games lately. I didn't realize I was on a Dan Aykroyd kick.
Dan Aykroyd kick.
Dan Aykroyd is a way of life.
Apparently, he's quite the figure in video games.
He is.
Dan Aykroyd games.
Okay, Jason, so I need some education
right now.
So I never played Diablo.
Why?
I did play Diablo 2.
Yep.
So tell me what the big differences were. Why was Diablo 2 so superior?
I never played Diablo either.
Yeah. What?
I didn't play the original.
So how do you know 2 is better then?
Because no one you know actually played the original. But everyone you know played Diablo 2.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Nothing to do with quality. No, that means nothing.
Okay. It featured better graphics. Better.
How do you know?
Because it came out in a different year. It featured better graphics.
Different year? You didn't
say it was. Have you played any pixel-based indie game that just came out a few months ago?
Yeah.
So you're telling me just because the year has gone on that these graphics are better?
That's a good point.
Yeah, those are done stylistically. I'm talking like mid-90s games where it's like different graphic shaders.
Mid-90s games were beautiful.
Some were ugly.
Stylistically.
Beautiful.
Sometimes, man, sometimes that's all you've got. Sometimes that's all the ability you have as an artist is to draw pixels. You use what you have.
And even if Diablo 2 did look better, that still doesn't mean it's necessarily a better game. What makes it a better game?
It had more classes. It had the use of Battle.net, which meant expanded multiplayer.
Well, I'm glad Mega Man can jack into it. That's great.
Yeah, me too. Because it's the best Mega Man game.
That's just upsetting because like I've played Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters 2 is the superior. I've played NBA Jam and NBA Jam TE. NBA Jam TE is the better game.
It's very, it is definitely
Nobody better. Has played the previous installment of your game.
I mean...
Come on.
Come on, Jason. Where are you coming from tonight?
Coming from the pups. Okay. All right.
All right.
Diablo 1 only had three classes, a warrior, a rogue, and a sorcerer.
That's a classic.
Now we've expanded it to five.
Hey, that's not always better.
It's better.
Look at Golden Axe. When I played Golden Axe, I was the barbarian. When I played Golden Axe 2, guess who I was? I was the barbarian.
Barbarian!
I don't care if there's more classes. I'm going to pick the same class that I'm familiar with.
Everybody's the barbarian!
Right. The more robust Battle.net features for Diablo 2 also allowed less cheating to happen. If you went online in Diablo 1, you'd have people hacking constantly.
So they were so bad at the game, they had to hack it to put taxes in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You would wander out from a town as a lowly noob, and they would tax you with your life.
A lonely noob.
The tale of a lonely noob.
Wow.
It's also featured, I have to say, my original Diablo 2 copy featured the ability to explode in my CD-ROM drive into a million pieces, unlike the original CD.
Like, literally?
It actually exploded into shards.
So the one time where the term literally actually fits in, you don't use it?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it so confusing.
What happened to Bailey?
He's gone.
There he is.
There he is.
My bad.
Okay, Jason, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Does your game have Bill Clinton in it? What about the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Okay. What about
Al Gore?
As someone who is speaking for the people,
Dan Aykroyd.
You could make a character called Dan Aykroyd, who is a barbarian, which in real life, due to his excessive eating and rage on set, would make him a barbarian. You could call him Dan Aykroyd and then equip him with ghost fighting items. Or perhaps carry skulls to socket your items, much like his crystal skull vodka.
Or
he's reading Wikipedia.
No, I just didn't know a lot about Dan Aykroyd. He's Canadian.
It's
required learning.
Or I could just play Ghostbusters 2.
You could. I'm not saying you couldn't. I will say that Ghostbusters 2 is a much purer Dan Aykroyd experience.
Okay.
But we have established that Diablo 2 is possibly not better than Diablo because none of us have played it. I just want to make sure, because that was one of the criteria.
Even if just Jason had played it, even if Jason came from a personal standpoint and said, hey, look, I've played Diablo, I've played Diablo 2, Diablo 2 is better. He can't even say that. You can't even say that.
No. I can't. I really can't.
I would have lied by
now. I have a gut feeling that it's much better.
A gut feeling.
I'm not sure if it's the cereal or the feeling, but there's something in my gut.
Show us this gut you speak of. I want to see this
gut. You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
I don't believe you.
No.
I
want to see your gut. See the beard?
Yeah?
It's a hairy gut.
Multiply that by 1,000.
He's
hiding Chewbacca under there.
It's not pretty. Yeah. I hope everyone liked that visual.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall asleep cuddling up to my pillow tonight, thinking about it.
Thinking it's my chest hair?
Yeah. Good. Good. It's going to be saying things like a boot.
A boot? What you talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, NBA Tournament Edition. Okay. Is that just like Street Fighter Special Edition?
No, not at all.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's tons of differences. So, they updated the roster. Which, if you've played any sports game in the past 10 to 15 years, that is considered to be a brand new iteration in the series. Updating rosters. Tell you how much I love sports.
It makes
games.
A big difference.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silly gamers. You've got unlockable teams that are hidden that you can unlock. You have hidden actual characters that have different stats that the traditional basketball players don't have. There's a tournament mode where you can actually play the game without a computer assisted player on your team, which is huge. Couldn't do that in the first one. It's a brand new feature to the game.
And also, if I can go to bat for Hunter on this for a second.
You may not.
If I remember correctly, NBA Jam TE had battery save.
Yes.
You could save your season, you could save different records, whereas the original did not. It was purely an arcade style sit down, play once, walk away experience.
So wait, the original had a season mode where you couldn't save?
No season mode. No.
It was a completely arcade only.
So they've added a season mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it made it like every other game.
Right, but it wasn't like every other game before. Big difference.
It is now.
Yeah.
Arcade action and Bill Clinton and DJ Nancy Jeff
and not Bill Murray.
No,
and you could play as the mascots, which was kind of neat. I was always the Chicago Bulls mascot, he had a big bull head.
See, in my game, you can drive Ecto 1 and make it jump over stuff in the street.
So, wait, is it a top down normally? Is it like a third person? Describe it to me, Ghostbusters.
It's always been a side scroller.
Just Ghostbusters 2? Yes, side scroller. The original Ghostbusters was top down with some side scrolling. You spent most of the time maneuvering a Ghostbusters logo through the streets until a house flashed and you would go there and stop. And then you would drive up the street collecting fuel cans for a while, and then you would stop, and then you would through the most agonizingly confusing control scheme of all time, bust some ghosts. If you did that several dozen times, you collected up. First one sucked, okay? Broke my heart as a kid because I loved Ghostbusters. I still do, deeply, with a passion. Ghostbusters 2 is a more traditional run-of-the-mill NES side-scrolling run-and-gun game. It's fun.
So what you're
with
saying
driving portions.
Is both of your games take something that wasn't really complete and kind of crap, and actually finishes the game into a product that is much like everything else available in the library.
Okay, I'm going to argue on Hunter's behalf again. NBA Jam TE is excellent. Like, it's not just an average, just like everything else. Like, it's really good. I mean, go ahead and knock on Ghostbusters 2 if you want. It is fairly average, but it's like 10 times better than the original. I mean, we're talking
true.
Like
yeah, if you
orders of... Orders of magnitude exponentially better.
All right. Yeah, so if we were going to have a poll of who picked the best sequel from the original iteration, Bailey definitely picked the right one. Because Ghostbusters 1 is downright awful. Like,
most improved, shaboom.
Yeah.
highest quality on its own merits. I'll give Hunter that one. That's fine. I love Imagium TE.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great game.
That's such good. A great game.
Yeah. Sure, I'm sure it is. NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
You can like turn on those power-ups, the hotspots.
Yeah, and the
cover.
So you
can
cover,
like, dunk from half court.
The cover just has the silver ball on fire.
Yeah.
Letters on an NBA Jam.
Yeah. See, this is back in the day when EA didn't own the world when it came to gaming. Yeah. And anybody could make a sports game that actually had real sports players in it. You can't do that anymore. This was actually one of the last games.
Yeah, I think Tecmo should come back and start making Super Bowl games again. Tecmo Super Bowl 2014. That'd be sweet. But Bo Jackson.
They couldn't use the characters.
Just have Bo Jackson.
Just Bo Jackson. That's all he did. Bo Jackson.
No, yeah, just do vintage. Like, do it from the 1986 season. Have Bo Jackson and, you know, Jerry Rice and all those guys from the original game.
There's ROM hacks that you can get. Topic.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the opposite. Not old games, the new rosters. I come up with a brand new game, but it's set in 1987.
Okay.
Man, I'll give you that.
That's not a bad idea.
Then those old guys, they'd be happy to give you the license to use their likenesses. They'd be like, yeah, give me a few bucks. Here, use my face and name.
Yeah, because they're probably not tied to the franchise, the NFL license anymore. I wouldn't.
They're not a member of the Players Association anymore, right? Or is it a lifetime thing?
I don't know how that works. I don't know.
Someone look into this.
Where's our fact checker?
Yeah. Where's that robot guy?
The Time Puncher!
That was oddly in unison.
Whoa.
What happened? We're broke.
Bailey, Ghostbusters 2 aiming mechanism is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
What? It's so slow and labored.
It's not the worst aiming mechanism ever made.
I mean, you know what? I'm gonna pull out a card, just to shut you down.
Like an ID card?
Yeah.
A multipass?
I'm gonna bring in a multipass.
Gotcha. No.
Good reference.
That was a very good reference. Now, in Ghostbusters, are any of the Ghostbusters women?
Females are allowed to play the game, yes. My sister played it. She's a Ghostbuster.
She is.
And the NBA doesn't have any women in it, so you can't play as them. Now, Diablo 2, you can play as an Amazon and a Sorceress, both of which are women. So, through that logic, I'm claiming.
Do you want me to take this? It's up to you.
You go first. Go ahead.
Okay. Man. Well, just because you can't, I would rather play a game that didn't have women in it rather than sexist stereotypes of women.
Oh!
Wow.
Just going to throw that out there.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I prepared for this argument.
All right. Let's go ahead.
How it's supposed to work. That's your counter argument? A grunt.
Amazons are from Greek culture and mythology, from an all-female warrior race. That's all I got, really. I had no argument. I was just hoping I could get away with it.
Okay, well,
I will admit you can play as Hillary Clinton.
In NBA Jam T.
In NBA Jam 2.
I have a card. I'm going to use a Jason Lamb strategy. I have a card I can pull out.
Is it mods?
About my game.
Is it mods?
See, in Ghostbusters 2, you can fire slime at stuff. Does your game have a slime gun, Jason?
You fight slime.
It's not what I asked.
What's with that? Every RPG has a slime enemy.
I don't know. It's one of those conventions you need to put in.
It's okay. Enix started it with Dragon Quest, aka Dragon Warrior in North America. A slime appears. Ever since then, it's been done as homage.
It's like I played this awful indie game, Spiral Knights, and you fought slime in it. Like,
I played that.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, we agreed on something.
What are you talking about? We agree all the time.
All the time.
This is the first all time the that time. This is the first time that me and Bailey actually teamed up to attack you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You gotta go.
All right, I'll leave.
Diablo 2 is stupid.
Oh, you're stupid. I had a cool barbarian with a bow. That doesn't make sense, but he had a bow.
Have you seen the 8-bit rendition of Vigo in Ghostbusters 2 on NES?
I kind of want to see it now.
Yeah, me too.
If you go to NintendoLegend.com and look on
it. Oh, of course.
It's up on there.
Hey, let me just look at your ads. Pay your bills.
I get 13 cents from that click, Jason.
Yes.
Yes.
What was it?
Right. What is it? Nintendo Legend.org?
Yeah. Ghostbusters 2. You gave Ghostbusters 2 2.5 stars.
Yeah, it's an average game. It's not awesome, but look what I gave
you. Better than the original. Though,
yeah. It's so much better than the original.
Right. Where's this video?
Oh, wow, that looks good.
No, no, it's not a video. It's just look at the pixel art of Vigo.
Oh, it's good.
It does look good. I thought I'd actually hear it.
What?
Do you hear pictures all the time, Jason?
Are you crazy? Like, are you actually literally insane?
Possibly.
You could have
been debate with several doctors. One being myself, a doctor.
Ah, yeah.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. Something crazy?
It's something crazy. It's something
fun. I can't hear you over the sound of you slurping your cereal, Jason.
It's dumb. Okay,
apparently, according to Mr. Josh Caleb, it says a lot if you pick the barbarian every time.
I don't.
I
don't know what that means.
I don't either. Like,
no, he just says you pick the barbarian.
You, Hunter, when you play Golden Axe, you said you pick the barbarian every time.
What's that mean, though?
It says a lot about you.
Yeah.
You're a brutish ogre, Hunter.
No, I like hand-to-hand combat. I don't like staying in the back and throwing magic. Like, I don't...
I love
not a magic fighter. I just don't.
I like melee combat as well.
I always play as warlocks and stuff. I love my dots.
What happened here?
What do you mean what happened?
I don't know. But yeah.
All right. Final arguments. Jason.
Diablo 2.
Excellent. Hunter. Okay. Jason, I'll let you finish.
Okay. Diablo 2 won an award at one point.
Wow. Let me guess. It was probably game of the year.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, it wasn't that come good. On. I can almost guarantee that it won game of the year.
Diablo 2?
Yeah.
No, it's just a small little PC game. No one plays PC games.
It's too late, man. It's too late. You got to do this at the beginning.
It had a secret cow level. You can fight cows in secret.
What? You can fight cows in secret?
In my game, you can fight a Carpathian.
It's not a cow.
You got me there.
It's and true. It's definitely not hell cows.
Well, Dan Aykroyd's basically half a cow.
That's true.
Whoa! He's giving us Ghostbusters 3. Well,
he's been saying
down?
That for years.
Yeah, he's been saying that for whatever.
They're filming it right now.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They are.
They're not.
They are.
They're not.
Can I go
Hunter,
now?
Hunter! Final argument. Hunter! Why would anyone vote for your game?
Because you can play as Bill owner. Clinton and Al Gore and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You can't do that in any other game.
But you're just playing basketball with them. It's not like you can play as them, like, doing something. Never mind.
It's them. Yeah, no, yes. Yes. Yeah,
yes, no, yes.
No, no. Yes.
Yes.
No.
No. Mm, yes.
And yet. I got the bell, so that means I win.
You suck. You should vote for my game, Ghostbusters 2 on NES, for two reasons. Number one, you can play as Dan Aykroyd. And number two, my game also won an award, the NintendoLegend.com award for for being most better than its original game in the series, the most improved sequel award, NintendoLegend.com.
Shabam, Diablo 2 took three CDs to play?
Yeah, the game was huge.
Well, so did Final Fantasy VII.
I think that took more.
No, it just took 3.
Really? I should know. I haven't.
I'm pretty sure. So I got a few quick shout outs. I want to shout out Neo Jake, our interlude artist. He's a pretty cool guy. I want to shout out Retroids.com. Join us on the discussion forums there. And my Twitter shout out this week is for Potvin Paul. It's last name, first name, so it's Potvin Paul. He is a One More Castle columnist. He's been writing the Fair Shake column for a year now because OneMoreCastle.com is now 1 year old. So that's pretty awesome. I should probably write something about that. Yeah. It's been a year.
I should probably do something with that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you guys? Any shootouts?
Yeah, I'll do some shout-outs. I'll do a shout-out to Valerie Minich. Am I saying that correctly?
Minich?
I apologize. Minich. That was rude of me. Valerie Minich, really. You get a shout-out. I'm also going to give a shout-out to Gina Webb, who was watching us. Hmm. I don't think she's watched it before. If she has, this is the first time she commented, and thanks for watching.
Thanks, Gina.
Third but not least, I'd like to give a shout-out to Hunter.
Oh.
Yes, Hunter. A shout-out to you.
Like me, no. Hunter?
Yes, you. The one and only Hunter.
It's true.
All right, and just to remind our listeners, you can email us podcast@onemorecastle.com. Send us Retro Showdown theme suggestions. Send us discussion questions you want us to handle on air, because we'll do that. We'll talk about the question you send in, or just any general comments you have. Do you love the show? We'd love to hear from you. Do you hate it? We'd love to hear why. So just email us.
Yeah. Did Hunter get shoutouts?
I was going to ask him next. Yeah.
Wow. Hunter,
no, we're fine.
No, go ahead, Hunter. Got any? Got your shout out right here. Okay, I see how it is. That's cool.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter @JasonLamb.
You can follow me @Nintendo_Legend.
Oh, and you can follow me @EricMHunter.
No, it's just Eric Hunter.
You can't.
Eric M. Hunter.
Well, Hunter, tell them about your blog.
If you go to ericmhunter.net.
No, keep going. I'm curious about where this is going to go.
ericmhunter.net. You can read my reviews of indie games. On my website, iamericm.com, which is linked from ericmhunter.net. There, you will see my latest review of Beat Hazard Ultra and Fez.
It's good stuff. He reviews indie games and helpfully compares them to retro games for those who would find such a suggestion useful.
Yes, I also work for Capital Idea Radio. Thank you for your time.
I have many leather-bound books. I'm kind of a big deal.
My office smells of...
Thank you, Jason. Mahogany. I appreciate it.
Oh, that impression was spot on.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That was impeccable.
It's almost as bad as...
Or rather...
Pick.
Oh! Ayo! Notice he said almost, implying that your pick really sucked, Jason. Your pick was horrible.
You're all horrible. But no, on IamEricM.com, I review indie games for the console game. So, with all the news of the Xbox One going on right now, if you're looking to jump ship, Jason, to PC gaming...
Whoa, I can't do that.
It's a good place to start.
On NintendoLegend.com, I review NES games.
If
Jason,
you're looking to start collecting,
ooh,
perfect place to start.
Jason have a game review website?
I have the testproject.com, which is shut down right now. I have to redo it.
Well, thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks for listening. This has been One More Podcast, episode 37. And listeners, remember, you are a bad enough dude to save the president. Oh, hold up. I think it's rescue the president. My bad. See you next week.